Ye Shall Receive Power, October 14. From Scarlet to White. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. When you remember that Christ has paid the price of his own blood for your redemption and for the redemption of others, you will be moved to catch the bright rays of his righteousness, that you may shed them upon the pathway of those around you. You are not to look to the future, thinking that at some distant day you are to be made holy. It is now that you are to be sanctified through the truth. The prophet exhorts, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And Jesus said, But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, unto the uttermost part of the earth. We are to receive the Holy Ghost. We have had an idea that this gift of God was not for such as we are, that the gift of the Holy Spirit was too sacred, too holy for us. But the Holy Spirit is the Comforter that Christ promised to his disciples to bring all things to their remembrance, whatsoever he had said unto them. Then let us cease to look to ourselves, but look to him from whom all virtue comes. No one can make himself better, but we are to come to Jesus as we are, earnestly desiring to be cleansed from every spot and stain of sin, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are not to doubt his mercy and say, I do not know whether I shall be saved or not. By living faith, we must lay hold of his promise, for he has said, Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. We are to be witnesses for Christ, reflecting upon others the light which the Lord permits to shine upon us. We are to be as faithful soldiers marching under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel.